And our first lesson from the Word is a portion of the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Amen. And here further from the true Christian religion, a portion of number 123. The Lord's combat against hell may also be compared, though imperfectly, to a conflict with all the wild beasts on the earth and their slaughter and subjugation, until not one of them dares come forth to attack any man who is in the Lord. So that if the man but shows a threatening countenance, his enemy instantly shrinks back as if he felt a vulture on his breast, striving to pierce him to the very heart. Moreover, infernal spirits are compared in a word to wild beasts, and such are meant by the wild beasts with which the Lord was for 40 days. It may also be compared to resistance against the whole ocean, breaking in with its waves over demolished barriers upon countries and towns, and the Lord's subjugation of the hells is meant by his calming the sea by saying, "Peace, be still." For here, as in many other places, the sea signifies hell. Here in the lessons, "Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." Amen.